from Ames. Talk about what the Iowa-Iowa State rivalry means to you. And as a follow-up to that, could you ever imagine not having that Iowa-Iowa State rivalry on your schedule?
You know, growing up as a kid in Ames, that was the game to go to, you know, for a youngster. It was always early in the year, and, you know, not many times did I travel over there to watch it, but I was always watching here in Ames. It's a big rivalry. It's a big rivalry in college football, and it's a huge rivalry for the state, you know, because the state doesn't have, you know, professional sports teams. So, this game next Saturday, the entire state will be watching. And, no, I really couldn't, you know, as my future progresses, I couldn't see, you know, Iowa State not playing Iowa. It could kind of be different. You know, it's just one of those games that I've, you know, was born around and it's kind of embedded in me.
Thanks, Austin.
You bet.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question is from the line of Brandon Stiles from HighGuyDrive.com.
Hey, Austin, I know last year wasn't the best game that you had against Iowa, but what did you learn from watching the film of that game that you feel has maybe made you a better and maybe more confident quarterback now than you were at this time a year ago?
Just watching and the mistakes I made, you know, I forced a lot of things. You know, I was pressing early in the game, trying to make something happen that wasn't there. And, you know, if you know anything about Iowa's defense, there's not a lot of things that are going to be there. You can't force anything, and they'll capitalize on turnovers. They're a great defense, and they always have been when I play them. So just being able to relax and not press it as a quarterback is what's going to help me this year.
And you talk about Iowa. You say that they're a great defense. What, in your assessment, makes them a great defense? Like, what do you see against them that maybe is more difficult to do than against some of your Big 12 opponents?
You know, they're one of the only teams in the country that, you know, barely blitzes and plays straight up with 4 defensive linemen and stops the run very well. You know, Norm Parker and the staff over there, they're very good at what they do, and they've been teaching it for a long time. On the defensive line, it, you know, returns a lot of guys, and, you know, of course, you know, Clay Warren is the headliner of that defense, an All-American. You look at their linebackers and safety, sure, they got some new linebackers, but those are the guys that have followed in the footsteps of guys that were there before. You know, Anger and Eads were there before, and now it was Nielsen. And Tarpini and Hunter's back, so we're very excited to get an opportunity to play against a good defense like them.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question is from the line of Wendell Barnhouse from Big12Sports.com.
Hey, Austin. I asked Coach Rhodes on his teleconference, and he said he was a little concerned that you might want to do a lot to try to make up for last year. Is that going to be sort of a challenge for you in this game, like what you said earlier, you know, kind of the idea of, you know, you need to be patient and just pick your spots. Is that going to be kind of hard for you to, you know, kind of take a deep breath and say, hey, let's just, you know, kind of go one at a time?
No, I mean, I pressed a couple throws in the Northern Illinois game, but, you know, especially playing a defense like Iowa's, you know, they're only going to – you can only take what they give you. You know, if you're trying to force something, like I said, it'll end up in a turnover. It'll end up in a, you know, a sack or something, you know, detrimental to the team. So if I just, you know, can relax and let it come, let the game come to me, I think I'll be okay on Saturday.
Watching a lot of games over the weekend, I heard a lot of analysts talk about quarterbacks, particularly the younger ones, you know, that you can't play fast. You kind of have to slow everything down and talk to other quarterbacks. I know I've heard say that, you know, when they really start getting it, the game kind of unfolds in slow motion. Is that, as far as playing quarterback, is that one of the challenges? Because all the other guys around you, you know, they can sort of just fly around and they can be amped up and do a lot of stuff, but the quarterback's got to be the guy that's, you know, almost not ice cold out there. Is that kind of the challenge of playing quarterback at the college level?
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, you have to be, you know, cool as a cucumber, as they say, so just trying to, you know, like even before a game, you know, a lot of guys get, you know, fired up and jacked up, you know, listen to music, all that stuff. You know, quarterback, you got to stay calm, or else you're going to come out and complete your first 5 passes or throw them too high. You know, as like I said, you just got to be calm, relaxed, and let the game come to you. Because if quarterback, if you're pressing things, or if you're overanalyzing things back in the pocket, you're not going to be very successful.
Want to ask you something quick about A-Rob. I know in the offseason he did a lot to try to make sure his body's going to hold up throughout the season. What can you tell as far as him physically that's maybe different than years past as far as is he in the best shape you've seen him in? And I assume he came out of the game Thursday night in pretty good shape and everything, right?
Yeah, A-Rob Sharp takes great care of his body. He's one of those guys that, you know, he's a train room addict. You know, he's always in those guys. Our staff, Mark Colbury, and Nate Postma, and Shannon Peel, they get tired of seeing him, but it seems like he's always in there, which is a good thing. And, you know, as I've noticed this year and throughout his career, Aaron's been a great guy. You know, he's never really taken, you know, he really doesn't take full hits. You know, he doesn't take full hits from guys. So, you know, even this year, being able to shield his body and put his body in different positions to shield it from big time hits is, you know, is very apparent. Thanks a lot. Good luck Saturday. Thanks.
Austin, thanks for joining us today, and good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
Bye.